This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with the business news tips. One thing you want to do to increase your perspective is get out and travel. I make sure that I leave the office every few months and I travel overseas. I get in a plane, I go and meet new people, I open up business markets. I've been to most major places now. I've been to the UK and to Dublin and to the United States, Los Angeles, Dallas, New York, Detroit, Atlanta, Phoenix, all these places, and open up business channels. I make new contacts in each place, and I suggest you get out and travel. Go to a good event in a market or topic that suits what you do. And that way you'll open up new contacts and you'll bring fresh business ideas to your business. Have a look at what's going on in the airports and in the cities and in the local TV news and the newspapers and the directories, and just see what other people are doing and get that perspective. That's what helps you grow and expand your business. And it's nice working from home like this, but I think if you were to stay in your cave too long, you get a little bit stuck. You need to go out and shake it up a bit. Go to another culture. Go somewhere where they don't even speak the same language and see how people do things. Now, what assumptions are you making in your business at the moment? When was the last time you checked your pricing or your competitors or where your business positioning is in the mind of your prospects? Go out and survey. Question everything. That's my request for you this week. Just go and have a look at your business from the outsider's view. Walk into your business with the customer's eyes. We used to do this when I used to run Mercedes-Benz dealerships. We'd walk into the dealership as a customer. We'd have a look around and we'd see what people are doing and we would check our prices and we'd think, what would this customer be thinking given all of the options they have available to them, especially going to our competitors? And we would literally phantom shop or mystery shop other people in our market to see where we ranked and to see how our experience compared to our competitors. Here's a reminder, if you want to learn how I make these videos and how I put them on my website and put them in front of thousands of viewers and get into iTunes and build an authority website, I'm teaching you how to do that this month at this location, and I will be happy to work with you on this. There's a link right near this video. Silvercircle.com is where you want to go to check out the event details and to register. It's going to be a very small and personalized event, and I'll have plenty of time to talk about your business and give you some follow-up consulting as well to make sure that you implement what I'm doing each week. I've got the routine down, and now you can implement this into your business. I hope you can come along to the day. It's the last event I'm running this year. One of my members of Silver Circle Mastermind this week asked me, how am I going to run my business while I'm overseas? And the short answer is, now that I have a team and that they meet every single day and the meeting happens with or without me, I don't actually have to log on to the meeting. I don't have to log on to Skype. The main thing I need is email contact with my virtual assistant every few days because she knows how I think. She knows what I am looking to do in the business. Everyone is very clear on what we're doing, what our goals are, what the accountabilities are, what the daily reporting is. So if I can just get access to a computer every now and then, which is these days very easy from an iPhone, traveling in most places, you can get a phone connection and connect to the internet, then my business will still run without me. So my question for you is, what is the works without you factor of your business? How well will your business run without you? And in fact, why don't you put your business on a little bit of a you diet for the next week or so and just get a feel for how crazy things can get. Use that time to do research or read up on things that you're a specialist at or create some great content like interviewing an expert in your market. And while that's happening, see what happens to the rest of your business. Ultimately, you want the business to run without you as much as possible so that you truly have a saleable asset and that you have the ability to rest and to, as Stephen Covey would say, sharpen the saw, pull away from the business. I think even if you pull away a little bit for a week, what you'll find is it helps you define the essential routines versus the things that you're doing that you probably don't even need to do. probably most business owners are spending too many hours doing stuff like Facebook or trawling through emails that they don't actually have to do. And the best way to find out is to observe what you are doing for a week and go on a little bit of a diet for just 1 week and see how your business fares. In fact, place some comments near this video on what you found by doing that. I'd love to see your inspirational stories or even some confirmation that it was really helpful for you to do this. Okay, here's a tip if you're in a service business. You probably get asked a lot, could you just do this little thing, or there's just this one small extra thing could you do? If you start charging for your odds and ends, what you'll find is a huge increase in revenue. One of our Silver Circle members has been able to really lift his sales by just charging for the little this and the little that. I think you'll find it all adds up, and you're training your customers to know that this is something that you pay extra for. And really, it's not a bad thing. It just places a value on your time and your expertise, and more than likely, the customers are happy to pay for this. That's why they come to you in the first place. Okay, final tip this week. If you really want to get good stuff done tomorrow, then just plan it the night before. I use a little reminders app on Apple, and I just make sure that the next three things tomorrow are loaded up the night before. That way, no matter where I'm at the end of the day, I know what I'm focused on tomorrow. For example, I put in my thing last night to make a business news update today, and here we are. So, hope you have a great week. I'm James Schramko. This is Superfast Business. Catch you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.